ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Fiji says that it's ready to welcome climate refugees from low-lying island nations that are affected by rising sea levels. The Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, reaffirmed his commitment during last week's Pacific Islands Forum, saying that Fiji will offer eKiribati and Tuvaluan people a home in the event of a worst-case scenario. But as Kelvin Anthony reports, one Fijian activist says that Mr. Bainimarama needs to look after his own people first before inviting in citizens from other countries.
Climate change was a top-shelf issue at the annual Pacific Leaders Meeting in Tuvalu's capital, Funafuti. The host nation is one of the most vulnerable to the impacts of sea level rise and extreme weather events. And Frank Bainimarama, the Fijian Prime Minister, on his return to the forum after a 12-year absence, had this message for them.
In the Fijian spirit of loving and open hearts, we are determined that you not only be climate refugees. In a worst-case scenario, we will offer you refuge among us, so that at the very least, you remain close to where you rightly belong.
Mr. Bainimarama has previously said he would welcome climate refugees from Tuvalu and Kiribati, but his sentiments have caused a stir among some people in his own country. Peter Wangavonovono is an activist in Fiji and a member of the major opposition party, SODALPA.
Such a discussion needs to take place in Fiji first before we start accepting or making statements and allowing whole countries into our shores.
Mr. Wangavonovono says that Mr. Bainimarama should have asked Fijians to be part of a conversation. He says Fijian people are facing tough times with issues like unemployment, high cost of living and poor infrastructure.
But Bainimarama doesn't care what the normal Fijians have to go through daily. He just makes grand statements. At the end of the day, Fijians don't choose anything.
Fiji, Mr. Wangavonovono says, isn't ready to accept another 11,000 people from Tuvalu.
We understand here that when another nation wishes to buy land for resettlement in Fiji, they will do this in the light that their people can exercise sovereignty, that they can also be accepted as citizens of Fiji in the future.
In 2014, the government of Kiribati purchased 5,500 acres of land in northern Fiji, worth almost $9 million, for a possible relocation of climate refugees. However, Kiribati's purchase doesn't mean sovereignty over the land. As a result, there's no legal guarantee that the eKiribati could move to the land. James Elsmore, the director of Islands Innovation, says the process to relocate entire populations isn't easy.
It should be done with a legal framework, it should be done with legal support, and it should be done with consultation of the citizens of Fiji.
Mr. Elsmore spent time investigating how the local community would be impacted by the Kiribati government's purchase of the land. He's concerned about the Fijians currently living there.
It's the people who are the residents of the village and are Fijian citizens have the right to live there, really had that land sold from underneath their feet. And I very much welcome his statements and appreciate that he is making an effort to welcome Tuvaluans and eKiribati to Fiji. His statements are pretty much meaningless because they're not backed up by any legal policy. And so the government of Fiji could change tomorrow and there will be no legal precedent to follow.
Peter Wangavonovono, a Fijian political activist, says it's important to have a national conversation first if the Fijian government decides to offer land to climate vulnerable nations.
It's humiliating to actually see a leader go to a foreign nation, make a statement like, you know, we can give you land to the persons of that nation. And then while we have families back here in Fiji who are still waiting for government to actually assist them